You were talking about watermelon festivals up in Cordele. We have one in Monticello, and it was 27 years ago yesterday that she invited me to the watermelon festival in Monticello.
Oh.
And I don't know, she brought some of that Wasissa water with her, and she fed me some of that Wasissa water, and I fell in love. And so watermelon, maybe it was the watermelon water. What happened to me is that was our first date, and of course they got antique cars and stuff up there, so we spent the whole day like we've known each other all our life, and it was really cool. And then the following July 4th, she invited me to go to St. George Island for a picnic. And that's when she said that she would be my going study.
Huh? Yeah, that's
what
she asked
me. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how she's after you on all the days.
She was reeling you in.
She did, and she did, and she did. Well, as we walked along the beach down St. George Island for the picnic, I asked her if she was going to study with anybody. So I'm dating myself, asking somebody if they go study with somebody. So I sang a song, "Won't You Wear My Ring Around Your Neck, to tell the world you're mine by heck." And she said, "Yeah, I'll go study with you." So I did. So we got up and we went up over the bridge of St. George Island. So I told her, I said, "Well, if God's got his hand on this relationship, we might as well elope." And she thought I was crazy. And so life is good. It's
still really saying good. That
today. Phil.
Would you like for a picture? I haven't taken a picture of these anniversaries.
Yeah, that's not our real anniversary.
Well, the old one is. It will go down as a first date anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Phil's got a camera.
And also,
yeah, come on. First date anniversary. See, that's why I was saying anniversaries are special. Yeah, anything that you can attribute to the milestone in your life.